Okay, Mr. Mitchell, thank you very much, first off, for taking the time to be with me. My name's Adelia Huang, and I'm going to call your case. It is case number 1180210, and this is regarding an appeal of a tow of Mr. Mitchell's vehicle. Mm-hmm. The time right now is the date today is October 23rd, 2018, and it is a little bit after 2:45 in the afternoon. So, for the record, I am going to note that no one has appeared on behalf of the city, but that is okay. No one is required to appear, but it is always good to appear because you can explain your side of the story. And before I place you under oath and take your specific testimony or statement regarding why you're here today about the tow, I just want to go over a couple of administrative housekeeping tasks. And the first thing I want to do is I want to verify that you received a packet of information from the window before you came in?
Yes, I
did. Okay. That's important because that contains the information that the city has submitted for my consideration. Did you have enough time to review that information?
I did.
Okay. We will turn back to that packet of information in just one moment. I do want to verify that we have spelled your name correctly on the front of that packet. Can you take a look at that packet in that blue bar?
Yes, it's correct.
Okay, great. Did you happen to receive any mail from my office, the hearings office?
Well, I received this.
Okay, that looks about right, the notice of hearing, and that probably explains that you got that, and that's why you're here today, so that's good. Has your address changed since you received that document?
No.
Okay. That's the same address that I am going to use to mail you a copy of my decision, and that'll be expected to be sent out in a few weeks. Additionally, there should have been a document called Tow Hearing Statement of Rights, and that would have been mailed to you along with that notice. So, do you recall reading that? It's on the flip side of that first page there.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay, I did.
You did read it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Very good. If something comes up, please feel free to ask. Otherwise, we're moving through things rather quickly, so that's good as far as being efficient. One thing that I want to let you know is that the information that I'm going to be making a decision on is evidence in the record. And evidence in the record will include not only a copy of today's recording, including your testimony, but also any documents that I decide to admit into the record. Now, basically, when something's in the record, that means I can consider it when I make a decision. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to figure out from you, did you happen to see any documents that the city submitted that you believe I should exclude or throw out because it has nothing to do with your vehicle being towed?
No.
I'm sorry,
No, I did not.
Okay. I agree with you. I reviewed what you also submitted, and we'll go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through 8. Now, the last thing I want to ask you is, do you have any concerns about the hearings office putting a copy of the audio of today's hearing up on the hearings office website electronically?
No, that's fine.
Okay. And the reason why I always ask everybody is to make sure that if you have concerns about your privacy online, that we can forego that process.
I'm sure it's not going to be like on Facebook or something like that.
It will not, but you know, once it's online, who knows how long it could be there.
I'm fine with it. It's
okay. So it'll be up there in about 3 business days, and that's for good measure in case you need to listen to it or the city needs to listen to it for some reason. So, other than that, we've breezed right through everything. So, I'm going to take your statement now. So, I'd like to just ask you to please raise your right hand.
Okay.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So, Mr. Mitchell, I did read your nicely typed up statement. And this is your opportunity to go over anything that you would like to add or emphasize. So please go ahead.
Okay, well, I was out of town when all of this took place, but I did have somebody checking on my vehicle. And on the 20th, I believe that was a Thursday, she came in on, she checked on, I believe it was Monday and on Thursday. And I instructed her to make sure that she would check to see that the car was okay. And she said she did not see anything out of the ordinary. So I'm not sure when they posted the block party, no parking, but she did not see anything.
Anything else?
I have a zone G permit. I guess that doesn't really pull any weight considering they requested permits in order to block off that street, but she did not see anything.
Okay. Yeah, and you're right. As far as the Zone G permit, if they did get a permit to block off the street and put up temporary no parking signs,
right,
then the Zone G permit would supersede that. So, okay. But you do raise very good issues. For instance, when were these signs put up? Because the city code does require that temporary no parking signs or restricted parking signs, if they're going to be put up, pop up out of nowhere, that they have to be put up usually at least 24 hours before they're going to enforce by tow.
Gee, that's not
so you're indicating you're not sure when they posted it, and the person you had checking on your vehicle did not see anything. So when I look at the city's documents here, I'm scrutinizing their documents to figure out if the city's telling me that the notice provisions for putting up these signs, whether or not there's evidence that the regulations were followed. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at the police report, and there's not a whole lot here. It looks like it says your vehicle and two other vehicles were towed that day. It says, I self-dispatched to the report of a parking issue, and there was an event going on, as you mentioned, and that both sides of the road on Southeast Madison between 2nd and 3rd were reserved. The police officer goes on to state, I reviewed the permit. It was good for today for both sides from 700 hours to 2359 hours. I took a picture of the permit and vehicles towed. I ordered tows for all three vehicles, and that's pretty much it. Down below, my attention is drawn to down on that very bottom of the page. It says vehicle towed for, and then the entry is parking in temporary no parking zone. So that gives me a clue as to what provision of law I need to be looking at. But did you see anything in the city's information which said when the signs were posted?
No, I did not.
Okay, because I'm not seeing that either. And I don't even, it's unclear, and it actually looks like that may not have been considered based upon this police report that we have. So, under city code, because temporary parking restrictions can only be enforced by tow, if they've been in place at least 24 hours in a non-meter area, and it looks like this was a non-metered area. Is that right? Or
correct.
Were there meters?
No, it's a non-metered
okay.
area. Yeah.
So then the 24-hour rule applies. If it's a metered area, a different rule applies. But in general, 24 hours is how long these signs need to be there before they can be enforced by tow. So because there's no evidence that there was any signage even there, or that it was verified in compliance with City Code 1632.10D, I do find that the towing of your vehicle is invalid. It's not supported by the evidence in the record. And I will require that the city reimburse you for the towing and storage fees that you paid to get your vehicle out of storage. What that means is you will be asked to submit a copy of your tow invoice, and that's the receipt that you would have gotten from the tow company when you picked up the vehicle. Did you bring that with you, perchance?
I did not.
That's not a problem. You can either drop off a copy or the original to us, or mail it, and once we receive that, we will process it.
And to this address, 1900 Southwest 4?
Correct.
Okay.
And that's right, this building, this office.
Right here.
So, so I'll issue an order, and it'll say you're not liable for the fees, and then if you can wait until you get the order, or you can go send that in as soon as possible. But it could take up to 6 weeks to get your reimbursement check. We'll mm-hmm. try to get that moving along as quickly as possible, but it could be up to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. One thing I do want to note is it's really good that you had somebody check on your vehicle when you were gone, because mm-hmm. so many people go out of town even for like 2 days, and then these signs pop up. Mm-hmm. And if there's evidence that the city did follow its rule by putting up the sign at least for 1 day before the vehicle is towed, oftentimes I have to find the tow of their car is a good tow, and they're stuck with the cost, which didn't happen in your case. But since you said that you had your friend check on the vehicle Monday and Thursday, mm-hmm. It's always good that if you're going to park, you're on the street, one, either don't park on the street at all when you're gone, or two, have somebody check every single day
okay.
for these signs.
Okay.
So I just, while you're here, I just wanted to give you a good tip.
So that you can be aware
of how this works.
Right,
because
okay.
technically there is a law that says you can't store your vehicle on the street, mm-hmm. and storage is considered parking it for 24 hours and not moving it. So mm-hmm. a lot of people do that and don't know it's the law, so I just take this opportunity to just let you know a little bit more about it, just to avoid getting towed in the future if you
okay.
can. Okay?
Great.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Mitchell will be waiting for your receipt, and I will send you a copy of my order in the mail as quickly as possible. Could be about 2 weeks.
Thank you. Great. Thank you very much.